You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, we call it email when, what do you think the percentage is? Probably 20% comes through email, 80% through social media.
It's on the social, yes. So we get social. Change that jingle.
Find us. I know, but what would it...
We get your social every day. Yeah. Nah, it doesn't work.
This first one comes from Elizabeth, and she goes, "Hi, boys. My son told me he's going to propose to his girlfriend at the end of the month and asked me if he should prepare and rehearse his proposal. I didn't know what to say to this because I'd never thought about it, but I told him if he's nervous about it, then yes, he should practice how he's going to say it." Elizabeth writes, "Then I had to laugh because I had completely forgotten that I rehearsed my reaction when I knew his father was going to propose 29 years ago. Just wondering if this is a possible segment on your show because it brought back fond memories for me."
How do you rehearse a reaction?
Well, you got to put the hands to the side of the
face.
Your face, and then hands to the side of the face.
So you can cry on demand.
Fingers splayed just a little bit.
Then one over the mouth.
Well, I guess in a way, maybe the rehearsal or practicing a reaction is more so that she's ready for the moment and doesn't say something that, you know,
kills it.
Yeah, like, "Are you effing..."
Whoa. Although I think that would enhance the moment.
Probably, I guess.
I don't remember rehearsing anything at all. It's been 1,000 years ago now, but I don't recall practicing or any... It was just kind of a in-the-moment type thing.
Well, now I'm going to have to call you on that. It certainly wasn't in the moment.
Well, I had it set up. I mean,
you had it set up and you prepared your John Denver music to be playing.
So cheesy. Looking back.
Jeremy is playing John Denver music. Which song was it?
Annie song.
He's playing Annie song.
My senses.
Yes. I can't believe she said yes when you did that.
Like a night in the forest, Tom. I couldn't even get through it. Like, I was at Will You, and she was like, "Yes, yes, yes, yes. Oh, thank you, yes. Finally, yes, yes, yes."
I doubt
that. That's how it went down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will You, and boom, cut off. I didn't even get to finish. Yes, yes, oh, God, yes.
You should have finished "Make Me a Sandwich." Will you make me a sandwich?
Oh, harsh.
You know, it'd be really funny if you hit the little like ring box close and you're preparing to open it, you go, "Will you?" And as you open it, say, "Make me a sandwich," and inside there's a little mustard packet.
Oh yes. Mayonnaise packer.
I'm giving some of you guys
a little tiny sandwich
here.
Locket.
Here's some pearls for you. Do not mess this up. Ask for a sandwich and see how they react.
Oh my gosh. I will say the room had a feel to it, but I didn't practice. I didn't have a speech or a paper.
You didn't rehearse the words. You just
had
the setting.
Yeah, it was just a setting. Yeah, would that be cheesy if you got down on a knee and pulled out a little piece of paper and, you know, it was folded like a taco or something and you undid it and read it? And
you got a little 3x5 card.
You're right.
And you get down on one knee and you have her hold the card facing you.
Uh-huh. Here, I'm going to read
these. So you can read off of it.
See, that's just cheesy. I like the in the moment.
I guess. I'll bet at least half of guys prepare somehow.
I would think so.
They probably rehearse what they're going to say.
Which is fine. I mean, so be
it. I've never known such happiness.
Well, listen, it is a nerve-wracking moment, and, you know, you could lose your words and start blubbering, so if you got to write it down, write it down. What a cute little keepsake to have, then, for your scrapbook. You know, the letter, the notes that you had. Put it in your wedding book.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. Cute factor of, like, 8.5 right there in your wedding book.
I can't remember exactly what I said, but I do know it was finished with, "So you want to go get a steak?" And, you know, then we went to Del Frisco's to celebrate. And
yum.
We got a bottle of wine and a steak. And
yum.
That was part of the proposal. There was no John Denver.
Which proposal was this? Which one?
Number 6. The sixth.
I mean, honestly, you're probably getting seventh. Pretty good at it by now.
I'm getting really good, man. I'm good with words. Got to the point I was proposing every
practice.
Couple of years,
you
man. What
practice.
Are you talking about?
You're fine.
If you want to comment on this, by the way, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Call and tell us. Maybe you've got a funny proposal story.
Yeah, you or know, did you like, rehearse? Whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, do you still have your cheat sheet for that? I wonder if guys could, as they're holding the ring out or the ring box, I wonder if they could write, because then you, inside of your wrist would be facing you, right? Because you'd be holding
right.
it like this. So I wonder if they could scribble in pen,
like
on their wrist? You know, just a few notes,
all
like
the way
bullet
down.
Points. Just like bullet points.
The moment you came into my life. I know my world had changed.
But he's sweating, and so it's all running down his arm. So he's going, I shall worry. I run a
lasagna.
My goodness, these lines are ringing. Do we need to get these people on hold?
We can hop on it here. I think, yeah, Josh is getting to it. You want to take a break and come back, or do you want to do?
I
know we got another email.
We've got another
too.
Note, but I look, people want
here,
to talk.
Let's
about
go.
This.
You want to do one?
Let's do an Evil Heather. Heather call before we go to break.
All right.
Hello, Evil Heather. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Morning.
Well, anytime you want, we're here for you. What do you got for us?
So my husband, unbeknownst to me, was preparing for about a week, rehearsing his proposal speech by rewatching Rocky II over and over and over again because he quoted the movie when Rocky proposes to Adrian.
Are you serious?
So unbeknownst to me, it's his favorite movie anyway, so he just watched it over and over to make sure he could get the quote right.
Please tell me that he said it like Sylvester Stallone.
Heather, you made me the happiest.
He might have had a little bit of an accent going on there. It was pretty great.
Oh,
that's
my
cute.
God. That's fine. Do you remember any of the words?
Oh my gosh! No, I don't. I probably should, but I don't.
It was.
No.
I'm looking it up.
Doing for the next.
It looks like it was filmed in front of a zoo. There's a quote on here that says, "I was wondering if you wouldn't mind marrying me."
Yes, yes, that's what.
Marrying me too much, or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
There it is.
And we went to the zoo.
And it was at the zoo.
Yeah.
Man, he really did follow the script,
out.
Didn't he?
He did.
That's pretty cute.
How long ago was this, Evil Heather?
It was 12 years ago.
Oh,
look at
good.
That. I am really happy for you, and I really appreciate you calling the show. Have a fun day, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye, wife.
See ya.
Here comes Rich. Hello, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Hey there. Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So did you practice your proposal?
I didn't practice a proposal, but I had made a special dinner, and I had put together a mixtape mm-hmm. of music and so forth. But I didn't redo the whole tape. I just laid down some good music. And the dinner went, and I asked her to marry me, and she said yes, and we were hugging and kissing, and the next song up was My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry.
Oh, no!
And she said, I will marry you, but turn off the music.
Why was that,
Why was that on there, Rich? Yeah.
Why?
It was just on the original tape. This is 41 years ago.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So your ding-a-ling was big 41 years ago.
Whoa.
Right?
Okay, yeah, we should move on now. Rich, thanks for the call.
Bye,
buddy.
Rich.
Bye.
Well, you know.
Hi, Carissa. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
Hi. Do you remember, did you rehearse your reaction to the proposal?
No,
or?
I actually laughed when I said I do while I was crying, like really hard, because it was on Lookout Mountain, I believe that's what they call it still. Maybe they call it something else, but my husband proposed over a puddle that he didn't realize was there until it was too late. He tried to avoid it when he was like, will you marry me? And he was holding his balance, but then he lost it, so he kind kind of fell over when he asked, and I said I do, of course, but it was something I'll never forget because he had mud and
fell into the puddle.
I almost fell in the mud, and it was
great.
A muddy mess.
At least
you
didn't
mess,
drop the ring into it, you know, and lose it. Oh man.
I almost did that. It fell down, but not in the puddle, but I lost it in the grass, and it was kind of dark because we could see the lights. So it took us like 15 minutes to find
Marie. What a disaster.
It's a bit of a cluster of a proposal, Carissa. But no, hey.
You got a story, right?
But it worked, and you've got a great story to tell forever. How long ago was this?
11 years ago, and we have 2 kiddos.
There you go.
We're happy for you. Carissa, thank you for being on the show. Have a great day,
Thank you. Happy for you guys, too. Bye.
Thank you. There you go. We may or may... Should we save Olivia's note?
I'm fine with saving it. Yeah, whatever you want, man.
We might save her note for tomorrow. It has to do with her boy... Do I want to give it away?
You can tease a little bit, because then we might talk about it tomorrow. Give people a little nugget
to think
about.
We'll just bump it to tomorrow, but Olivia's note has to do with a boyfriend who texts her like crazy until they've been together for a while. And we have something to say about this.
Just kind of fizzles out, doesn't it?
We'll get into it tomorrow. Thanks for your calls and your messages. You want to reach out, find us on the Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.